Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Pleasure to be joined by Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. And on the phone lines, we have Dawson Curry with Victim Services Huron. We're going to be talking about a new initiative, a very special partnership called Beyond the Locker Room. We're going to get all the details this morning. Good morning, Dawson, on the phone. And good morning, Constable Darren here in the studio. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks a lot for having both of us on here today.
Oh, for sure. So what is Beyond the Locker Room? This is a new initiative. It's a partnership. What's this all about?
So Beyond the Locker Room is a joint initiative between the Stratford Police, Victim Services Huron, and the OPP for both Huron and Perth counties. So the purpose or the goal of Beyond the Locker Room is to engage mostly male-oriented sports teams and organizations to create awareness about topics of gender-based violence, sexual consent, and just about being good, positive leaders and role models outside of the realm of sport and into our community.
Okay, and we have Dawson Curry on the phone lines. And Dawson, your thoughts on this this partnership, the Beyond the Locker Room. What are your thoughts on this?
We couldn't be more excited. We're thrilled to be a part of it. I couldn't be happier to be partnering with Stratford Police Service and our local partners, the OPP. It's been a huge issue for a long time that often, you know, is tough to talk about. It's tough to address. And I think we finally found a way to do it in a really positive way that builds up leaders in our community and starts to solve the problem in the longer term.
So in terms of there's a pledge, or in terms of moving forward with something like this, there's a pledge, or how is this working?
Yeah, absolutely. So with this, it is a pledge program that we're asking the community to take. Again, we ask individuals or organized groups to take this pledge. And again, it's zero cost to them. What it really costs is their time and effort to be a larger part and a better part of their community. With that, we do ask them to agree to educate themselves on the issues around gender-based violence, to call out negative behavior when they see it and try to combat it, and then use their position in the community as a leader to kind of promote this betterment for everybody.
And, you know, we're in hockey season right now, but this isn't just for hockey clubs. We got a shout out to a rugby team, Stratford Black Swans, for stepping forward with something like this.
Yeah, the Stratford Black Swans, they've been, I would describe them as quiet leaders in our community over the last 35 years. So the club has been around since 1991. And throughout that time, rugby is a sport that really generates and really promotes good, positive sportsmanship, respect for others, and just being a good person outside of the, off of the rugby pitch and in the community as well. Over the years, the Black Swans have worked really hard with creating ties with Optimism Place and doing fundraising for them, and just working with them on helping with initiatives that they have as well.
And Dawson, do you want to echo that in terms of a shout out for the Stratford Black Swans, the rugby team?
Absolutely. I couldn't be prouder. Again, I was lucky enough to come to Perth County. I'm from Huron County originally, but when I spent my time in Perth, I spent a lot of time with that rugby club. I spent a lot of time with those individuals, and they couldn't be better people to champion this program going forward. Again, we're asking for folks to embody these values, and I couldn't think of a better spot, a better location, or a better team that already lives those values that we're asking for people to hold near and dear going forward.
So again, it's just rolling out to this idea of Beyond the Locker Room. I think it's a terrific idea with the Stratford Police Service and Victim Services here on. Darren, so again, sports individuals, sports teams listening, they can get involved right now.
Absolutely. So you can reach out to either me or Dawson, and the contact information is on our social media sites or web on Dawson's Victim Services here on webpage. And reach out to us, and we'll pass on the information. We'll come for a visit and have a discussion on how you can become a part and take this pledge.
Exactly. Dawson Curry on the phone. Dawson, any other final thoughts with regards to this Beyond the Locker Room?
I just want to say thank you so much for having us. I appreciate it's not an easy topic to talk about. It's not meant to get anybody in trouble. It's meant to be a positive thing. It's meant to build community leaders up. And it's meant to really work to eliminate gender-based violence in our community for good.
Well said. And Darren, that's it right there. It's about engagement.
Absolutely. It's about engagement, and it's about creating awareness. Once we have that awareness, we can all become an active part in reducing gender-based violence.
There you go. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service and Dawson Curry with Victim Services Huron. You can get details about Beyond the Locker Room. Of course, we'll share all the information on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Dawson and Darren, thank you so much for the information. We wish you great success with this.
Thanks a lot, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Thanks again. That's awesome. Thank you.